Are you ready?
Massacre.
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 Don't you love it?
Hey now, welcome, welcome to Massacre Radio. It is a beautiful day to clown around on this, the 46th installment of Massacre Radio. I, of course, am your host, Members Only Dave, over here working on my balloon animals. Check it out. Kind of looks like Barbra Streisand in a Shriner's hat. Anyway, we've got a big show lined up for you, as later on, I'll be joined by my guest, Softmax Plus. You know, he's been clowning around the Northside Cincinnati all summer, and it feels high time we dust him off and see what he's all about, you know, because you may have seen or heard of this guy before, but there's a fair chance he's shown up in your Instagram Discover feed, or perhaps the TikTok algorithm led you to him, but you didn't know it was him. I'm starting to get the feeling that he's more than just a dude dressed like a clown drinking a Bud Light in public spewing nonsense. No. We're going to get to the bottom of all that and more next right here. It's Massacre Radio, baby, and we are clowning around. You know the drill. Yeah!
This is Massacre Radio.
He's loud. I can shout you down if I want to. I can raise my voice. I can do that.
He's opinionated.
Look, bottom line is Sally Field was at her hottest in Homeward Bound 2. This is a fact.
And he's the number one radio personality
in the universe.
Members Only Dave on Massacre Radio. Right here on WKMA Cleveland, an HD2 station.
Lo que viene después de la masacre de radio, el paso de tiempo te ha permitido sonar, o eso crees. Quizás te llama arde aún más caliente, o tal vez solo eres un nuevo trasero que aplasta. Todas las respuestas a eso y más, aquí mismo en WKM Cleveland, una estación 102.
Massacre.
Welcome back. You're listening to Massacre Radio on WKMA Cleveland and HD2 Station. And wouldn't you know it, joining me now on the Massacre Radio hotline, it is an honor to welcome in the pride of Cincinnati, Ohio, excluding Skyline Chili, of course. It's none other than Softmax Plus. Softmax Plus, thank you so much for your time today. How's things down there in Kentucky?
Great. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Hey, it is equally as awesome for me. You better believe that. So for the good folks listening to this radio program, just kind of talk about what it is that you do and what you're all about. Because on one hand, I could say that you're a guy in clown face paint, wearing a suit, doing man on the street type videos and reading poetry or whatever. But I feel like that would be an oversimplification of what you do. So just in your own words, go ahead and take it away and tell the folks what exactly Softmax Plus is and what you do.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm a marketing clown. So it's straight up like I wrote books and I needed to let people know that the books existed. And typically when you self-publish, you just do it. There's the boring way to do it. You buy advertisements on Amazon and then you kind of mine for reviews and it's boring. I thought it would be more fun to make internet videos. And after experimenting for a few summers on it, this summer I hit on the clown paint and the suit and the man on the street, just combination. It was really fun. People were having fun with me. It filmed really well.
And hang on a minute. Hold the phone. You're telling me that the whole clown and suit thing came about as an advertising tactic to sell your own books? Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just marketing should be fun. You know, it's you just have to let people know your product exists. What I don't want to do is just like shove it down people's throat, though. So the videos are all over the place because typically me and one or two of my friends will go out filming for like 4-ish hours. I'll be drinking, just having fun, talking to people.
Okay.
And so we get all kinds of different videos out of that. Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Take me back a little ways here before you started doing the whole clown thing. When you were a kid, were you seen as the class clown, so to speak, or were you a little bit more reserved, would you say?
No, I'm a extroverted introvert for sure. So I was very quiet. It took me like a week or two just to even get comfortable like being around other people. So this has been quite the turn in my life. if you had talked to me like 5 or 8 years ago, I spent most of my time just in my apartment reading and writing and going to work and seeing my family. And no, this is fun. Like I enjoy doing this, but yeah, it's not typical for where I would have been years ago.
So now that you've had some success over this past summer, especially, where is that line between Softmax Plus trying to sell books and maybe exploring the character even more and advancing it?
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out because like, it's so interesting how these algorithms work because for anybody who who wants to do a similar thing, all you really have to do is post like 3 times a day. Just post 3 times a day of something that's like not bad, just kind of interesting or fun or whatever, and something that people won't swipe away from immediately. And eventually you'll get a video that hits. But the way these algorithms work is that they're not going to give you hits all the time. They're going to like give you like the middling okay feedback, and then every so often they'll give you a really good solid hit, and you'll do really well. That video is not special. That video isn't really doing anything other than being just a good video, maybe like all the other ones were, but that's the one that took off. So really what keeps happening is one of them almost randomly will just do well, and then I get a bunch of fans based on that one video.
So what was the first video that really took off for you? Do you remember what it was?
So like my first one that did really well was in Cincinnati. There's a part of town called Northside. And in Cincinnati, we have a convenience store / ice cream shop called UDF. So I was in front of the UDF just rambling, and there was a guy in the background shirtless shadow boxing. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the viewers who saw that lived in that part of town. And so they had that like, oh my God, I recognize that. I know that. I live right down the street from that place. Yep, that's what it's like. That guy's always out there just being weird. The shadow boxer. He's a nice guy. I've met him a couple times now. Like, you know, nothing. But anyway, that has happened a few times now where like a video will do really well, and then I have new fans based on that. So a part of it is trying to give everybody things they've already seen and want to keep seeing, but also trying to, you know, just do new, interesting things that I think are fun, but also still trying to sell books. So it's just kind of like juggling all of those different topics.
Juggling the whole clown thing. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, right.
Well, you had mentioned the algorithm earlier, and I know in the past you've talked a little bit about how on YouTube specifically for your videos, they don't really translate because they prefer a longer runtime. Now, knowing that's how YouTube works, are there any plans for you to make maybe videos that are more conducive to the preference of YouTube or possibly even a feature-length movie of sorts?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're actually filming a talk show in my basement here a week from yesterday. So this coming Saturday, and that's going to be just like a late night style talk show. So I'll interview a couple people, and we've already filmed some sketches that are just going to be interspersed throughout the show. Think like Conan O'Brien. It's like 60% Conan O'Brien and like 20% Mr. Show, and then the rest of it would be like Eric Andre, but not as crazy. And then I keep trying to post like, you know, one longer YouTube video a week, trying to like encourage people to go watch it, check it out. But YouTube's just a different piece. They don't really favor shorts. So, but yeah, absolutely. Work on long things. I'm in this improv community in Cincinnati, Improv Cincinnati. We also do a lot of sketch. So there's plenty of talent in town, like both writers and actors and just people who want to do something fun. So it's been very fertile.
Softmax Plus is my guest today on Massacre Radio. Now, I also know you have a background in music. Have you ever considered composing and arranging a theme song of sorts or some sort of clown-centric tunes to accompany your videos and fill out the vibe a little bit more, would you say?
That would be cool. Yeah, you know, so music, I used to play a lot of music, and then I got a little burnt out on it, and I still have all of that interest and knowledge. It's just, you know, it's a whole other side of things. Right now, I just have all this royalty-free, I just access to royalty-free music, you know, just you pay the subscription and you can use however much you want. It's kind of great. You just search like sad or, you know, sad retro and then sad retro jazz. And then you get, you know, all sorts of options. Eventually I would like to get back to music, but right now it's just a time thing because I still have my job, just my 9-to-5. I still am in the improv community. So we do rehearsals and shows. I still do like dinner theater around town, just performing. So music will eventually come back, but I got to get back to writing first. I'm not even writing anymore or reading.
Yeah, well, it does seem like you are content focused, and I can certainly appreciate that. Now, not to get too off topic here, but on the subject of clowns and music, I have to ask you about ICP, the Insane Clown Posse. Is Softmax Plus down with the clown? Does the Dark Carnival appeal to you at all? Have you ever listened to ICP, Softmax Plus?
So love the idea. Love the like the family togetherness. I want to go to the gathering. I meant to go this past year, but had something else going on that weekend. I think that was one of the pop-up book sales. But I never listened to ICP as a kid. And outside of like the memes, I'm not too familiar with them. Like magnets, how do they work?
Yeah.
I think that was the one meme I remember.
From 15 years ago, but still, yeah, it's still relevant.
Yeah. Yeah. Jaggy Too Dope, is that one of them?
Yes, it is.
And
Violent J is the other
one. I should listen to more of them. Violent J. I should listen to more of them because that question pops up every so often. I just don't know a lot about ICP. I'm sure there's things I would like about it, them, but, you know, just not anything I've looked into.
Hey, that's cool. I had to ask because, like I said, they kind of go hand in hand. So let's get back to what it is that you do. I wanted to ask you about your face paint and the story behind the design and aesthetic of the way with which you paint your face when you're out and about. What were some of the major determining factors that led you to the way you paint your face for your videos? I mean, you don't see too many clowns dressed up like you these days.
You know, I just really lucked out because we had been dabbling with clown techniques at the improv theater. And so I got the idea, oh, I should go do clown stuff for videos. And then that look, that was the first thing that popped into my head. Like I knew just blue lips, blue tears, red eyebrows, red nose. And I kind of mocked it up in Paint 3D mm-hmm. on my work computer. Like I just had my face and then I kind of painted on it on an image.
Yeah.
And then I went to, there's a theater supply store in Cincinnati called Capels. So I just went there. They had blue lip gloss. They had cheap red, you know, face paint. They had the clown white. And that it just looks pretty good.
I would agree. You know, I think it is pretty cool. But when you're out shooting your videos and making content, do you ever get strange looks from folks who might not be in on the joke or familiar with you and what you do? Like, have you ever seen concerned parents just kind of take a different direction whenever they see you coming or anything?
Something like that. Yeah. There are definitely people who are afraid of clowns. And so, yeah, often it will happen where I'm talking to a group of people and like, you know, let's say there's four of them, three of them are into it. And three of us, you know, the three of them are real chatty. The fourth person is just kind of like backing away, like not into it. So, you know, that makes sense. But yes, concerned parents, luckily I don't get too much of that. I think kids are usually like engaged, like they're just very curious about what's going on. And you know, clowns are fun, birthday clowns and all that sort of thing. But yeah, I've since figured out like, no, this is a positive thing. Like people really just want to have fun and hang out and you know, have something that isn't doomy. No, nobody needs more in their doom scroll.
That's right. Softmax Plus is here to lift your spirits. So kind of along those same lines, have you ever had any run-ins with police or law enforcement when you were out shooting your content? Because you mentioned you're out drinking in a lot of the videos. I mean, you're in public with open container, that kind of thing. Has that ever caused any problems with the man?
Not yet. I typically hang out in kind of like it's not the fanciest parts of Cincinnati. Like there are parts of Cincinnati I could go to and then immediately have like police attention, especially if I'm like drinking in public. It will happen one day. I'm sure it'll happen one day. And I definitely get looks from cops, but none of them have done anything yet.
So outside of trying to sell books, I mean, you seem like a true performer in every sense of the way. So what is it that drives you now to continue with this Softmax Plus content that you're making?
Yeah. I'm a little obsessive. So there's that's in there. Like I've got something good going. So a part of my personality is just like keep hammering. And it's kind of a compulsion. But it also is just fun to create things. Like I've always enjoyed creating things probably for like 15 or 20 years. And this is the first time that I've been creating things and people are actually like interested and engaged and excited. And, you know, so it's really just, I think, I mean, at this point, I'm going to have to get like real sick or injured or something. Like I'm just going to keep trucking here until, you know, something stops me because I can. It's fun. It's enjoyable.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you ever see a day where you're not working your regular 9-to-5 job that you mentioned before and become a content creator full time? Is that something you're even striving for? Or is it one of those things where, hey, if it happens, it happens?
Yeah, I'm back and forth on that because I'm lucky to have like a nice job. I work for an arts organization in town, so they're very supportive. They're happy to have me at work, but they're also happy that I'm doing all this other stuff. It would be great to create things for a living. I'm just still trying to figure out how to make money off of it. I know I've met influencers who have had less success than me, and they also aren't, but they also, it's their job. Like they've managed to figure out how to make money off of it. It's typically off of like brand endorsements and sponsorships and things. I think my problem is that, you know, I'm a clown drinking in public, swearing, you know, sometimes doing kind of lewd stuff. So it might be hard for me to get endorsed by, you know, Kleenex or similar.
Right. Or Dude Wipes or something, you know?
Yeah. Dude Wipes maybe. I might be, or Death Water. I might be able to get Death Water.
Right.
But yeah, I would love to do this for a living. But also, one of the positives is that I don't feel desperate right now. And I'd be concerned that if I did this for a living, I would be like, all right, what's the next, we're going to go to the Grand Canyon and we're going to jump off. That's going to be the next video like that. I don't know. I'm going to do it eventually. It's just, yeah.
No, I understand that thought process, especially if you already have a nice job and all that. But I still think there's something to be said about creating content and living on the edge while doing so. I mean, I feel like there'd be a lot of juice you can squeeze out of that, you know?
Yeah. And again, I don't have enough time. I work, so I can't write like I'd like to. I'm almost done with another book. It's just kind of, I haven't worked on it in months at this point, but that would be great to finish that. People keep asking for audiobooks. Haven't gotten around to doing it. I want to, I will do it. Just again, time. Today I was cleaning up my basement just to get ready for the talk show. Just, that sort of stuff.
Right.
There's only so much time.
SoftMax Plus is my guest today on Massacre Radio, all the way from Cincinnati, which itself is the home of the Cincinnati Zoo, of course, naturally. Rest in peace, Harambe. Hey, is it true that Harambe has a ghost that just kind of lingers around? I read that somewhere and I wanted to know if it was true or not. Does the ghost of Harambe linger around the Queen City?
I hope so. I've not heard that. Did the article say where he's hanging out?
Let me see. No specific locations are mentioned, but I'd have to imagine it would probably be the zoo or that enclosure where those bastards murdered him.
Hey, maybe he lives inside of each and every one of us.
But seriously, is making a Harambe joke kind of frowned upon down there in Cincinnati? I mean, that whole Harambe thing was like their 9/11, you know?
No, people, the way you're joking about it, the way people joke about it. I think people's senses of humor these days are pretty dark. I spend a lot of time at this improv theater. It's amazing how often we'll get new improvisers who come in joking about, dead kids, 9/11, Harambe, people have dark senses of humor these days. So, we're out for Harambe, certainly. We're all about it.
All right, so getting back on track here. According to this research packet, and it is highlighted here, that you teach Improv 101 at the Improv Cincinnati. So talk a little bit about the ways with which your improv skills translate to these videos you make and how you depend on them when talking to folks when you're out there in the field.
Yeah, it's essential. So yeah, the plan that I had years ago was I wrote all the books. I knew I wanted to make them, but I also knew that I couldn't just go out and start filming things. I just didn't have that skill set. I like thinking about characters and I like thinking about stories, but as a performer, I didn't feel confident just going out and doing stuff. So I started taking classes at Improv Cincinnati. It was great. Got a nice group of friends. And then it's a nice community. We're really lucky to, have just this core group of people and growing of just who keep coming back and participating and being in shows. So yeah, just the open-mindedness, the playfulness, that basic yes and tenet, whatever comes your way, that's real. And you just have to add on to it. I don't realize how important it is while I'm out there because it's starting to just become second nature after all these years. But if I time traveled, 4 years ago, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now. It's, essential.
Now, since we've been talking, we've both mentioned your books a couple of times so far, and you've actually penned four of them in total: Parasociopath, When in Doubt, Bookie Messiah, and Pepperoni Powerhouse, none of which I have read, but I'm definitely going to as soon as we wrap this up. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and do that now. Let me just go to, let's see, softmaxplus.com. Okay. Oh, look, there's the link. Goes right to Amazon. Okay. My credit card information is already in there. Couple more clicks and bam, we are set. Anyways, as I was saying, your books, there's four of them, all four novels, and they are all penned under your actual name, which is Michael Sawan. What was the turning point for you and your writings, though? What happened to where one day you were just like, that's it, I'm going to write a book?
So I've always enjoyed writing, since I was in middle school. And in 2016, that's when I started doing just office work. And the thing about office work is there's downtime. Especially when you're a contractor at corporations, they just have to have bodies so that it's budgeting stuff, whatever. So it's a given that you're going to have downtime. So yeah, 2016, I'm just I've always enjoyed writing. I've always wanted to write a book. I'm just going to allow myself to potentially fail. I'm just going to allow myself to try and make something bad and then work on it until it's not so bad. And so that was Bookie Messiah. That was the first one. And then from there, just, you write and then you keep reading other people's work and get a sense of what you like so that when you edit it, it makes sense. And once wash, rinse, repeat, keep reading, keep writing, keep editing, do all those things until finally you're making things that you actually like and you would yourself like to read. It takes time to just develop your voice and what you even like. The first thing you write will be bad, but you know, it eventually stops being so bad.
You know, I mentioned earlier about your newfound fame, and as of late it says here, and I'm reading this as written, that you're Northside famous. Northside, of course, being a neighborhood in Cincinnati. I think you also mentioned it before. A real big fish in a small pond type situation, it seems here. Talk about the attention you've been getting from the ladies, though. I'm sure they eat this whole clown thing up, right?
I've never gotten more female attention in my life. It's insane. Mostly on the internet, mostly just like messages and things like that. But then, yeah, people coming up, especially when I'm in clown paint, like it's going to festivals and things. And this is great, by the way. I'm happy that this is happening. All sorts of people coming up to me saying, you know, how pleased they are with what I've been doing, which I love. Again, I've been making stuff forever, so it's nice to get this positive feedback. But yeah, the female attention on the internet, and some male attention, it's I've always been bad about saying no. Like I'm a people pleaser, so it's been another thing I've learned to, you know, say no. Because even, you know, if somebody's attractive, it's the same reason I'm never going to do heroin. Like I'm never going to do heroin because I'm sure heroin's amazing, and if I did heroin, I would love it, and then I would just want to do heroin all the time. So I don't plan on starting any romantic relationships with anybody who knows me through all this stuff, just because I'm sure it would be great. I'm sure it would be great to hook up with a fan, but that seems like a forbidden fruit kind of thing at this point.
What kind of quality of the ladies are we talking about here? I mean, are you getting hit up by dime pieces on the reg, or what's the deal?
Oh yeah, no. And you know, this is a cop out, but everybody's attractive in their own way. Everybody has something positive. And if they like me, and if they like are into what I'm doing, they're automatically attractive. Sometimes the person is physically attractive as well. So it's like, I feel like I'm kicking myself just like turning down some of these people because like, yeah, this would be great. Some of the messages I've gotten have been explicit.
Can you tell us more about some of the more explicit messages? What are these ladies actually messaging you about? What are they saying?
Yeah, one of them, this was a while ago now. I think she just said, it was just the first message. She just said, I'd let you raw dog me if you want. And it was like, cool, all right. Yeah, that's great. I don't think I responded to her because, you know, what am I supposed to say to that? I just feel bad because, you know, hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate all this interest, but there's no good response for that. There's no response there that is professional.
I think the real question is here, if a lady asked you to keep the clown makeup on during sex, would you do it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. I just
had no problem. I'd go crazier than that. You know, that's not a problem.
Yeah, all right, man. So in a lot of your videos, you're also featured drinking. What's your beer of choice? What are you always drinking in the videos? It's Miller High Life, right?
So, yeah, Miller High Life was definitely like one of the first ones, and that's the one that stuck for some reason. I think it fits. Like the suit's from the 70s. Miller High Life looks like it's from the 70s. You know, it fits. It just made sense. And also, Miller High Life is like the cheapest drinkable beer. So I was all about it. Then after I met with one of my another Cincinnati social media person, she was the one who was like, yeah, just reach out to brands. You know, sometimes it usually doesn't go anywhere, but you know, every so often you'll get some interest from a brand. So Miller High Life and I had around the same followers at the time. And I messaged him like, hey, we have the same followers. What do you think about doing some sort of endorsement? They never replied. They I don't even think they looked at the message. So then I started a fake beef. I broke up with Miller High Life. Like I treated it as if they were like a bad relationship, you know, and that was funny. But now I'm in this weird spot where it's like, okay, well, what beer do I keep drinking?
right.
If I broke up with Miller High Life. So I think I'm just going to be beer. I'm going to be beer polyamorous. So we got Hootie Delight, which is a Cincinnati beer. I'll drink that. I'll keep drinking High Life. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of Coors Light around. I'll be drinking that. Might just switch to liquor. I don't know. You know, whatever works, I guess.
I recently watched a video on your YouTube actually a few days ago, but you were at a Cincinnati Bengals tailgate and you had like 5 beers. Was that a real thing you were actually doing? Were you going that hard during the video? I know those tailgates can get a bit rowdy, you know?
Yeah. That was super fun and a super big mistake because, yeah, we got done at like 1 o'clock on a Sunday and I had other stuff to do. Like I, you know, so I had to go sober up, and then just keep going about my day as if I hadn't been trashed in the middle of the day, which for me, I don't drink a ton. I mean, it seems like I drink a lot because of these videos, but usually I'll only have a beer or two while we're out. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot for me.
Okay, so on the whole drinking and clowns thing, let me ask you, was there a conscious effort from you to pair the whole clown thing with the drinking? Because I feel like alcoholism and clowns kind of go hand in hand, you know? Clowns are always portrayed as drunks, it seems, you know? I mean, you could rattle off a bunch of famous drunk clowns, Krusty the Clown, the clown from that one scene in Uncle Buck, Slipknot the band. I'm pretty sure those dudes are wasted. So why the beer? Why not become a pot-smoking, LSD-dropping type clown? I mean, that seems more fun, right?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think it's because just for my personality, if I'm going out and trying to have fun, that means a drink. And like going out sober, especially with the early videos, I would have been so anxious, like just doing this, looking ridiculous and like, you know, talking to these strange people and like I had to have a drink, like, you know, to get loose. Also just fun for me. You know, pot doesn't really agree with me. I hadn't done any sort of THC thing in like 10 years. And then, recently tried it again. It's legal. So I recently tried it again. It was probably the wrong environment. I was in like a bar, like a trivia night. And so it was a THC drink. It was only like 10 milligrams, but it was just like, oh my God, does everybody hate me? Like, da, 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 da. You know, like that whole, you know, the paranoid train of thought. Just, I kept it under control. It wasn't terrible, but you know, it wasn't fun.
It's either. Not your thing.
I'll try again. Yeah, I'll try again.
Hey,
but alcohol, I know how alcohol treats me, so I'm good with that.
On the topic of drunk clowns, I purposely left the biggest one off the list on purpose. I'm sure you've seen the movie Shakes the Clown by now, right?
No.
So you're not familiar with the film at all. You've at least heard of it, though, right?
No. Did you say Shake the Clown?
Yeah, Shakes the Clown. It's written, directed, and starring Bobcat Goldthwait. I think the tagline for the movie is something like, it's the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies. I mean, I feel like that would be right up your alley.
Oh, and I think I've heard of it. Because I knew he did a clown movie, so I've definitely heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
I tell you what you ought to do is invite one of those hot clown freaks over and watch it together. Now, that would be a night unlike any other. I promise you that.
There you go. Shakes and chill. Yeah, right.
Now, like I had mentioned, you're down there in Cincinnati, and I got to ask you, with the whole Browns and Bengals thing, there's kind of like an in-state rivalry going on. Does it bother you at all when you hear someone say something to the effect of, Cincinnati is in Kentucky? I know technically some of Cincinnati's metro population spills over into Kentucky, but like people up here in Cleveland just completely disown Cincinnati, basically. Just what are your general thoughts on that?
No, yeah, that's true. We also have a little bit of Indiana as well, where the southwestern Ohio, northern Kentucky, southeastern Indiana. Yeah, we could be our own city state. I keep seeing clips lately of like comedians talking about how, like, you know, we don't mess with anybody else. Like Cincinnati is Cincinnati. We don't mess with the rest of Ohio. We're just our own little thing.
Oh, okay. I catch your drift. So it's basically a two-way street is what you're saying to me, huh? Okay.
I don't feel that personally, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And it is odd. It's like, so Cincinnati itself is pretty small. Like, I think it's like 300,000 people. But if you take the whole region, and even if you start trying to grab like Dayton and stuff like that, it eventually becomes like the size of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a stretch, but it's definitely a region that's bigger than just the city itself. I think you'd be foolish to think that it's not also all these other places.
Before I get you out of here, Softmax Plus, I got to ask you your thoughts on Skyline Chili. I mean, who doesn't love a good old three-way, huh?
Yeah, oh, you got to love that three-way. Hey, four-way, five-way, it just keeps going up.
Right.
No, I love it. I mean, I grew up with it, and I understand, you know, some people visit from out of town and they don't get it, and that makes sense. It does look weird. One time I was in a Skyline in Clifton, and there were a group of tourists, and they all got their three-ways all at the same time, and their reaction was just to lean back in their chairs with their cameras and all take pictures of it. Because it looks weird. It's like bright orange and floppy, and, you know, I like it. I love it. You know, we got all kinds of chili places. They're all good. Till I die.
Yeah, all the Skyline Chili locations actually closed up here in Cleveland some years ago, and I've still yet to try it, but, you know, it wouldn't seem like eating spaghetti would be working too well with the whole having your face painted type thing, you know, as a clown, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, right. I went into a Skyline at the first night I went out as a clown, me and some friends ended up at Skyline that night, and the server leaned over with my food and said, "I always wanted to come into work dressed as a clown." And that was amazing. That's probably one of my earliest, fondest memories of all this clown stuff. But hey, come down to Cincinnati. I'll get you some Skyline.
Oh, you better believe I am taking you up on that offer. SoftMax Plus has been my guest today on Massacre Radio. Before we get you out of here, just kind of talk about what you have coming up, what the people can look forward to, and where they can find you. It's SoftMaxPlus.com, baby.
Yeah, great. Yeah, SoftMaxPlus.com. That's a great place to start. It's mostly about the books, but it's also got links to all like the social media stuff. Instagram's the big dog right now. That's where I do most of my things, but also TikTok's doing okay. Trying to post more YouTube videos. But otherwise, yeah, coming up, we're going to do the talk show in my basement. After that, we got Blink in Cincinnati coming up. I'll be there for a couple nights. Blink's that light art festival. I think it's the second week or third week in October. We got Cincinnati Comic-Con coming up. I think the third week in October, I'll be there. I'll be cosplaying as Minnie Mouse. It's going to be super fun. And we got, I think I'm going to do a book reading in November. We're going to go to Jungle Gyms in November. All kinds of stuff. And then things just pop up. You know, I think I'm going to Love is Blind. You know, did you see that they have the application for that open? I'm going to apply to that and make a video out of it. I think that'll be fun.
Okay.
But all kinds of things. Instagram's the first place to check out, though. That's where most stuff comes up first.
Again, that's softmaxplus.com. Don't forget the .com. That'll get you started. And from there, feel free to order one of his four books. But hell, go ahead and buy them all while you're there. This man needs his Skyline chili fix. SoftMax Plus, thank you for your time today, and all the best to you in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Super fun.
Massacre Radio.
Hey, so there you have it. Thanks again to my guest, SoftMax Plus. And once again, if you want to check out his content and especially his books, visit softmaxplus.com, and that'll get you squared away. I expect a 25-page book report in 12-point Helvetica font on my desk by next showtime, capiche? Anyway, as for next week, I'm thinking maybe Massacre Radio dips its toes back into the UFO pool. That's right, I'm fixing to talk about aliens and spiritual beings and whatnot. Tune in next Tuesday to see what all the fuss is about, because who knows, maybe instead of aliens, I'll be talking to Sally Struthers. You just never know. So as always, I've been your host, Members Only Dave. And I'll talk at you next week.
You ever been kicked in the head by a bull?
Try some of this stuff here. It's got a mean bite on the back end.
You clowns are on dope.
Where you going, old man? You didn't see nothing, all right?
You clowns are on dope. You clowns are on dope.
It's got a mean bite on the back end. Try some of this stuff here.
White.